Hi, this is Joshua David Stein, host of the Fatherly Podcast, the perfect podcast for the imperfect parent. Join us as we talk to dads like Ken Burns, Tom Colicchio, and John Legend about fatherhood. Listen free by searching for the Fatherly Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcasts.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning, more studio.
Morning.
Hey, so our producer Raymond drives Uber and he's been promoted. Do you guys know this?
What?
Already. Yeah. Been promoted. So you were just driving Uber and it was going pretty well?
Yeah, and all I was doing is just driving people. I would take them to their destinations, pick them up at their house, easy stuff like that. And then Uber out of nowhere sends me an email and says, you've been selected, pretty much a promotion.
To do?
They said Uber Eats. I'm now an Uber Eats driver, so I can go to restaurants, malls, different places and get people their food and then take it to their condos for them. Most people can't. They said it's a select few Uber drivers that they trust enough.
Oh, so they trust you too that you're not going to like eat the food?
And they said I've had a decent amount of 5-star reviews and they said that I've been a very good driver so far in like my early stages.
Raymond, our producer.
So, give me that badge, baby. Uber Eats.
A badge.
Hey, you guys need something to eat?
Eddie, did you ride with him?
No, I tried to ride with him. We were coming back from Chicago for your National Hall of Fame thing, and I said, I need a ride, Ray. I'll pay you. Like, how do I book you or whatever? And he's like, just get on the app or whatever, and no big deal. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I said, all right, you're going to take me home. And he goes, whoa, I'm not taking you home. Now, you live far away. I'm like, dude, that's Uber. That's how Uber works. Like,
what do you don't get to, the Uber driver doesn't pick where you go.
Yeah. He said, sorry, dude. I'm going to my house downtown. I'm not taking you home.
So I Ubered with him.
You used it?
Yeah. Oh, no. He just drove me.
Oh, that's it.
That's Uber.
But I mean, I tried to give him props. It was like practice, you know?
Our producer, Raymond, Uber Eats. You should do Postmates. You should do.
Well, it's a. Pretty much the same thing as that. Like, Postmates delivers the food, so do we. But we can go to malls. We can go to different...
Now he's part of the team.
Postmates can't do everything Uber Eats can.
Is it like profit sharing now?
We have no idea Ray's getting paid. This is not an endorsement, I promise. Yeah. Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Thanks to a Green Bay, Wisconsin police officer. Little boy's birthday was a whole lot better. Officer Daryl Robinson was on call. He was with the local elementary school when a student wasn't picked up at the end of the day. He was just standing there. Both the boy's parents were in jail. He didn't have any other emergency contacts. By the way, it was the kid's birthday.
Oh, that makes me want to cry.
So while the police searched for someone to take care of the boy, the officer took him to McDonald's, let him drive around in the car.
Wow.
They found some of the boys of the family. They dropped him off afterwards, but the cop just took him for a couple hours. And
oh, that kid will never forget that.
I know. So, Officer Robinson, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Minneapolis. Authorities say one person's in custody. Two people were hurt. There was a stabbing at a Macy's store. It was at the Mall of America. Luckily, those people that are injured have non-life-threatening injuries. In sports news, those three UCLA Bruins basketball players remain in China for shoplifting. The team returned home to America. Those players could remain in China for 2 weeks. And finally, in weather news, that cold chill is over. The Northeast Midwest are going to be back in the 40s and 50s today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, I was born with a very large head. Still have a big head. We measured heads even as adults, and I won.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it wasn't something I'm proud of because I got made fun of so much as a kid. When I was probably 5 years old, my mom would cut slits into my shirts because she couldn't get them over my head. Because the head size of the shirt was built for what the head size of a 5-year-old should be. As usual, I was a little ahead of the curve. My head was a little big. So I remember my mom having to cut slits in my shirts to get them over my head. And she was always like, your head's bigger because you're smarter. And I was always like, oh, that's it.
True.
Oh, good
true,
point. True, true.
Like, my head's bigger because my brain is smarter.
Yeah, maybe that is why you're so smart. And you always believed you were smart.
I do believe there's something to that, too. Like, you tell somebody something enough, they start to believe it. But according to this whole study, large heads are more intelligent because there's more brain there.
Oh.
Those with large heads are also more likely to go to higher education and be more successful. Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, all those 13 years of getting just crushed, getting picked on, I guess paid off.
It was worth it.
Yeah, you didn't need a study to tell you that.
Man, it was miserable having to cut. And I would try to hide the holes in my shirts.
Wow, man.
And then I wore like wife beaters as like a young, because there was no,
it's a bigger hole.
My head, yeah. Yes. But wife beaters weren't cool then, the wife beater shirts.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was in like sixth grade. They weren't cool then.
Wearing a tank top.
Yeah. There's a, so check this out. There's a school offering backpacks, and they have their bulletproof backpacks.
Whoa.
Oh, that's scary.
That's intense.
It's sad that that's something that has to even happen.
The school has made it available for their list of, because they're out there and you can track them down online if you're like just looking for a backpack made of bulletproof material. But this one school has put on their list of things like when it's time to go back to school as one of the options. The Florida Christian School website has a bunch of options available. And it's like the logos for the stuff, pencils, and they have bulletproof panel backpacks. Ooh. And just to see that.
I know.
Eddie, you're a dad.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, I don't like the fact that you have to, that we even think about having those in school. Is it smart? Yeah, I mean, kind of.
You hear this. Now, does it make you think maybe you should get your kid a bulletproof backpack?
Man, I never even thought about it being a danger, really. And like having one for my kid just in case, I've never thought about that ever.
Producer Eddie has two kids, a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. What kind of, do they do drills, like tornado drills? It is?
No, I don't think so.
Like earthquake drills?
I haven't heard of my kid doing any kind of drill at school.
Because what I was going to get to is I know some schools, they started doing those active shooter drills.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
But they don't do those even for your 9-year-old?
Not yet.
That's crazy. They have backpacks on the website that are bulletproof.
Yeah.
I miss the good old days. It was just like, if you can afford a trapper keeper.
Yeah.
And then if you couldn't, you just took someone's hand-me-down from the year before.
Yeah.
And you slit holes in your shirt. Or that was just me, huh?
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. The Bobby Bones Show. Time for positivity. It's all good news around the room. It's called Tell Me Something Good. Tell me something good. So a little girl's puppy was stolen. Thieves went in. And they took a lot of stuff from the backyard, including the dog. Who steals the dog?
Wrong.
Anyway, the girl puts up little things. I love, miss my doggy, miss my doggy. The thieves brought the dog and dropped it off. They didn't bring the stuff back.
They felt bad?
Yeah. The headline is, remorseful thieves bring back little girl's stolen puppy.
Oh, well, they do have a heart.
Again, they didn't bring back the other stuff they stole.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I agree.
Maybe.
I'm glad they brought the dog back. So I do think that's a good thing, because at least her heart is full.
Yeah.
Amy?
After having her leg amputated because of a disease when she was born, this little girl, Lydia, she was really struggling to adjust. So her mom was like, huh, I want to get her a dog. But what if I could find her a dog that also had a missing leg? So with the help of an animal rescue group, she was able to find a dog that was astray and had been hit by a car and lost its leg.
Oh, wow.
And they matched up with the little girl. So Lydia and Clover, little girl and dog, BFFs.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Blake is 6 years old, and his mom said, hey, Blake, you need to go clean your room. So he's in there cleaning his room. He's like, man, I'm so stressed out. I have too many toys. And then Blake's like, man, I got a great idea. So he put him out in the driveway and put a sign and said, if you need a free toy, please take one. So he has a free toy drive in his front yard. If someone needs a toy, they come and take it for free.
It's awesome.
Would you stop as an adult?
Hey, depends on what kind of toys you got out there. It's Christmas time. You can sell them for pretty good money on eBay.
That's
wow.
All right. Yeah, that's all right. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. I'm pretty much back. I think I'm 85% back from my illness that I had last week.
Yeah.
And so I neti potted it a lot. Some people love and live and die by the neti pot, and some people just think it's the grossest thing ever. And so you stick it, the pot in your nose, and you turn your head, and just gravity takes it through one nostril and then out the other. And for me, it works, even temporarily. But I put pictures up. People are like, that's so gross. Have you done the neti pot?
I've done it before, but I'm not a fan. I think I've
done
it.
I'm not a fan. I don't like it.
Oh, I know. But even if I'm sick, I'm just saying I've done it before, and it is not my go-to. Like, if I'm sick, I can't.
But I would say mostly it's more of a sinus thing than if you're just sick. Like, if it's a huge viral infection, you're kind of just done anyway.
Okay.
But for me, when I have to go talk, and I did stand-up this weekend, and I would have to, like, I neti potted it. Anybody else neti pot at all?
I've done it one time.
But are you guys not people to live by it?
No. I'm not on the rank.
I think if you did, you would.
Really?
It does help temporarily. And then I shoot up the nasal spray. Do you guys nasal spray it?
I'm a huge nasal sprayer.
The people I know that nasal spray it, they get addicted to that stuff, though, and they do it every day.
What do you get from it?
I don't know. I guess you get a high from it. I mean,
I guess
obviously.
There are friends of mine that take allergy medication every day. just as normal as they would drink water in the morning. Like, they wake up and they take their allergy pills.
Yeah, I do that.
Every day?
Wow.
Every day.
Wow, you can't function without it?
No, or else I just start sneezing a lot and my allergies are bad.
Wow.
Ever since I was a kid.
I was doing that 23andMe, so I do that. And they don't pay me, by the way, but I did the thing where you can call and talk to them. Because what 23andMe is it teaches you where you're from, like genetic things about you. You can even opt in to know, like, predisposed if you're like, have like the Alzheimer's gene. There's mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff inside of it. And so once I learned about where I was from, there's all these little things like bald, where you go bald. And mine was like 87%, you will not go bald, you know, because it can test that.
Lucky.
And there was one of them, speaking of sneezing, did you know some people walk out in the sun and they can't stop sneezing for a second?
Really?
And that's a gene that they show you either have or don't
that
have.
That is a gene?
Yeah.
Because it happens to me. When I walk out in the sun, if I've been inside for a long time, 3 sneezes.
It's genetic. That's part of it. And it says, I don't have that.
Wow.
But
I saw that.
I don't know what your body's trying to do.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So I did, and most of me is from like Europe, but some of me is from like West Africa or wherever it was.
That's awesome.
But then you realize all of us are from West Africa when you look at it. Like,
right, because that's where it all
everybody,
started.
Like, everybody is. And then there was a thing, Genghis Khan.
Mm-hmm. Mongolian, right?
People would go, why am I related to Genghis Khan, like 1/1000th of a thing? And it turns out he just went everywhere and had kids everywhere.
Oh.
And so he has so many descendants.
He was the Bob Marley of back in the day.
I mean, Bob Marley was trying to be the Genghis Khan.
Is he a leader?
He would, no, do some, just
watch Bill and Ted's.
Is this what you learned on your phone conversation with
him? A lot, yeah, I was asking a lot of questions. And then I found, because I didn't know how to do a lot of things. I just would see things, you know, genetically, do I have this? I don't flush alcohol well, which means, well, luckily for me, I don't drink, but it doesn't fall out of my system. So I would get hungover pretty bad if I do drink. Like, this is all part of the things that you learn. Another one was, and there was something I wanted to share with you guys. I called them and they were, I don't remember, but it was good.
Are you Neanderthal?
Yeah, but I said that already. I was like 60% more Neanderthal than most people.
That's cool.
But that's what they told me. I wasn't going bald, and that the sneezing thing's what reminded me of that.
That is
but
so
you have
weird.
To spit all in this thing, and you send it, and genetically they test it out and send it back to you.
It's pretty awesome.
Ooh, I'm on there right now. They have a Thanksgiving family offer.
I haven't been paid one. Oh, I know what it was. I haven't paid $1 by them. So I wish they would. I wish I'd hear this and go, I need to advertise on the show.
Yeah.
But you can find relatives if you opt in. You can find people. And I found like a second cousin on there that I had no idea existed.
That's crazy.
And so I needed to log in and I messaged her. And they privacy laws.
Sure.
Like they have to opt in, you have to opt in. But I found like all these people that are second, third cousins.
And you
like
message
that.
Them?
You can't.
Like,
yeah.
What do you say? Hey, I did this and I found you.
Well,
like,
she's in 23andMe too, this girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, we matched on this. So I'm still waiting for a
response. Because if she's opted in, then you're both open to seeing who you're related to. So
again, it's called 23andMe, not a commercial.
New
but
dating site.
No.
Yeah, I am from Arkansas.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The clubhouse of the resort owned by George Strait has burned to the ground. The fire at Torpedo Springs Resort near Burney, Texas, is still under investigation. No injuries have been reported. The resort will be closed indefinitely. But again, nobody was hurt. George Strait wasn't there. Don't worry. Congratulations to Kenny Chesney, his Live in No Shoes Nation record is at the top of the charts. It's a 29-song album featuring performances from like over the past 10 years with collaborations that are really awesome, like Taylor Swift, Zach Brown Band, Dave Matthews, and more. So definitely check it out. Maybe keep it at the top. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fort Pierce, Florida. A 25-year-old woman went into Walmart and thought, how can I get a TV, a game console, some video games for really cheap? Put them all in her basket, goes through the self-checkout, and does the fake scan. So she acted like she was scanning it, put it back in her cart. $1,800 worth of merchandise, charged herself $3.70.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
and she thought she'd get away with it.
An employee, you know, because they have the employee that stands at the stand and noticed that she was leaving. And
with so much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
The CMA Awards were last week, and a story that we didn't get to is that, so Eddie wears his dopey hat, right? And we all,
come on, man.
We all get dressed up, and
it's like a hipster hat.
No, it was his grandpa's hat.
Yeah, it's an old man hat.
It's an old man hat.
Yeah, for okay. sure.
So, Eddie's wearing his hat, and we don't say anything, because...
Because you think I look cool, though, right?
No, I wasn't cool, but you're self-conscious about being bald, and we respect that.
Oh.
So
there isn't, like, a little bit of, like, that's, I mean, he can pull it off.
I think it's cool.
Thank you, Amy.
I don't care what you can pull off. Like, anybody can pull off whatever they want to pull off.
I love it.
Yeah, like, for me, wear whatever you want to wear.
Yeah, 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 I love that.
Like,
that's
I wear things
I
that are completely stupid, too, but I'll enjoy wearing them.
Yeah.
So I don't
stupid
care.
Stupid, too.
Yeah.
I get that.
I get that.
Okay, so.
So you can pull off, you make you whatever's you. So okay. Eddie's wearing the stupid hat, right? And so we take the picture, and they sit down to watch the CMAs, and someone behind him is like, "Sir, will you please take off your hat?"
Yeah, she taps me on the shoulder, and she's like, "You know, you can say no if you want, but I just can't see. Is there any way you can remove your hat?"
And you know, Eddie says to me, he goes, "They never asked Garth to take off his hat."
I mean, Alan Jackson was there with a hat. Garth was there with a hat. I saw Lee Bryce with his hat. They don't ask them to take their hats off. Why me?
Because you're not Alan Jackson okay. or Garth Brooks.
Okay.
But did you take off your hat for her?
What do you think I did?
Probably.
Nope.
You didn't?
I turned around and said, "Look, I'd rather not."
This is part of, I said, it's part
dark.
Of
my, it's part
you're
of
not
my,
even that. I mean, you're kind of bald, but you're not that bald. And even if you are, nobody cares.
I know. I said it's part of my outfit. Like, I'd rather not. And so what I did was just kind of scoot down a little bit.
Oh, you hunched.
I hunched the whole time. And I made sure I turned around every other, like, 30 minutes. I was like, "Are you good? You sure you're good?" She said, "I'm fine. Totally fine." I said, "You can say no." And so I said no.
Producer Eddie left his hat on. How about all the Garth Brooks lip-syncing controversy, huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man, that
wasn't
was
that so dumb.
Yeah, I was watching, I don't know, E! Or something, and they were doing a whole thing about all the comments.
We had Garth on, and I asked him about it, and, you know, he had done, like, 7 shows and had 7 more to do, and I put a tweet out there because I said, "Hey, listen, if Garth got to the point where, first of all, you know for a fact he did not want to lip-sync, and had he pulled out, it would have hurt the show." And that was probably a hard thing for him to go, "I'll do it." Anyway, had he pulled out, it would have hurt. People are like, "Well, you could have given it to a new and upcoming." No, you're talking about a national TV show. No one wants to see a new and upcoming artist on right. the CMAs. So for Garth, that was probably hard to go, "Yes, I'll lip sync, but I can't sing." So, and then other artists were going after him. And I'm like, here's the thing about this whole lip syncing thing for Garth is that, one, he didn't want to do it. Two, he did it for the sake of the TV show because he didn't want them to lose ratings. At three, how are you going to call out Garth Brooks, the guy who's known to be the greatest live entertainer ever?
He has nothing to prove to
you. He has nothing to prove.
He's done that already.
And you know, people started like retweeting me and commenting on it that were like Randy Travis,
yeah,
Darius, mm-hmm. John Mayer.
That was awesome.
They were all like, "You're absolutely right. Like, everybody needs to. These artists who are like challenging Garth, like, do they have a concept of what reality is?"
Yeah.
Like the one part, I thought the whole thing was dumb. Mm. It shouldn't have even been a thing. And they were like, "Don't insult country music." I'm like, do you know how many bands are using tracks? It's basically musical lip syncing.
Yeah. A lot of them.
Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I learned that recently and it shocked me.
And if I need to go all rogue on people who say, "Hey, let's be honest, because country's real," I will do that and just blow all their covers too. So let's all take a step back.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Unless you want to go rogue.
No, I don't right now because I'm too early in the morning.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
The newest member of our show, her name is Hillary. She answers the phones now. And so we gave her the job of watching Friends because at 24 years old, she had never seen a single episode of Friends. Have you finished the first season, Hillary?
No, I'm not done yet.
Okay, how many episodes?
I think I've seen 15 or 16.
So you haven't really moved much since the last time.
Yeah, I've watched like 5 more episodes.
Okay, are you into it at all?
It's getting better.
Yeah?
Yes. Huh. Oh, wow, she's not into it.
She's definitely not into it.
Nope.
All right. Maybe we're just getting old. That's all I needed to know.
I'm just not a TV watcher. It's not y'all. It's me.
So what other shows do you watch?
I really don't watch many shows. I just finished Stranger Things. So I do watch
season
that.
Season 2?
Both seasons, yeah.
Did you like that?
I did like it.
See, I'm about halfway through. I'm still not into it. I don't know. I think that might be the most overhyped show for me of the year.
Uh-oh.
And ooh. I think it's probably really good, but it was so hyped that it makes me like it less.
Oh, wow.
Because I expect more of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's good. I don't know. Well, I'm sorry that you're not enjoying Friends. How many more episodes do you have?
I think 7 by the 16th.
She has 4 days left. Yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll get a report back then.
Okay.
All right. There she is. So disappointing.
I know. Like, I love Friends. Like, it can be on TBS at any time, and I'm like, still laughing.
It's like if you have a kid and you want them to go to the college that you went to, and they decide to like, and they went to Auburn, and it said they went to Alabama. You're like, oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Hillary. Thank you. This is disappointing. More and more people have what they call a husband, worker, wife. A husband, worker, wife. Over 70% of people have one. What that means is it's just the one they spend the most time with. And I was thinking about all this room, like, who are people's husbands and wives? Like, Amy's my work wife for sure. And it's a weird term to say, but then I was thinking, like, Eddie and Ray are work husbands.
I mean, I guess we could be work husbands.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
We just spend a lot of time together.
My work wife is Morgan.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I guess Eddie,
that's better.
You've been relieved.
Thank you.
But it is a weird thing to say, right? Like, a work husband.
Yeah,
would you refer to me as your work husband?
I think I have before. Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's like a thing.
I know, but it's weird. And they say you don't have to be attracted to your work husband or wife, but it's basically the person that you're with most time through the day, and like, they're like your main person. So,
and your real spouse probably doesn't like that.
That's
title.
The thing that makes it weird.
That's
I know.
True, yeah.
That's the thing that makes it weird for me to go, Amy's my work wife. No, she has a real husband who could probably beat me up in a minute. Yeah. Like, so.
Yeah.
But, there was a woman who was climbing through a McDonald's drive-thru, and she assaulted the staff because they forgot her chicken nuggets.
Oh, dang.
That video was intense.
It was a 24-hour McDonald's.
I think she has issues deeper than the nuggets.
Do you think?
What makes you think that?
I'm going to go out on the limb.
You saw the video?
Oh, man, it is awesome. Like, you want to see a good fight? Google it.
No, I don't want to see a good fight. I'd like you to tell me about the video.
No. Well, I mean, you can see her hanging out the window, like, throwing punches.
Of her car?
Like, no, she's in the drive-thru window, and they're trying to push her out, and she's throwing punches backwards, like, into the window. Awesome.
That's not awesome.
No, it's not cool at all.
That's what he's into. He's into that, y'all.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird. And it's, again, it's
you
also...
You want to know another good fight this weekend?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
At the Miami-Notre Dame football game, there's a Miami fan, and they're yelling at this Notre Dame fan, and he, like, throws a drink at him, and this Notre Dame dude punches one guy and knocks four Miami fans over at one time. It was awesome. It was in the concourse, like, in the concession. Good fight, if you want to Google it.
You're a guy who's never fought in his life, and then he loves watching fights.
Man, that's good stuff.
Why don't you get into a fight once?
I've been in a fight before.
You haven't been in a fight.
Back in the days. Yeah, back in the days.
How old were you?
11, 12.
Okay, that's not a fight.
Oh,
yeah, come on. There's a guy at Walmart, and he picked up a watermelon, broke his hip because he fell, and they gave him $7.5 million.
Whoa.
$7.5 million?
His foot got stuck in the side of a wooden pallet under the display, causing him to fall, shattered his hip. Again, is it not just a common sense thing where if you're picking up a big old watermelon, you should probably look where your feet are?
Yeah, like, I mean, that's basically his fault, but he got $7.5
million. Mm-hmm. 59
Maybe
years old.
Maybe because the pallet shouldn't have been where it was.
Again, you're picking it up off a pallet.
I don't know. I mean, how does that, what?
I know. Carrie Underwood fell off her own steps. Broke her wrist. She sued herself for $10 million.
Did she win?
She gonna win that. I got a good feeling.
Good job.
Nice.
Got a good feeling. Carrie's gonna. But yeah, did you see where Carrie fell and broke all the stuff?
Yeah.
She like broke her wrist. I think maybe she had like a rib. She had a rib.
I just know she was really scraped up, but yeah.
I wonder what she was doing. Maybe she was just celebrating after her big night. Like, life is so wonderful. Whoops, boom. So yeah, this dude made a ton of money by picking up a watermelon. Like, would you break all that stuff? I guess Lunchbox would.
Oh, shatter a hip for $7.5 million? I shattered both my hips. Come on.
Really?
Bring it on. Oh, yeah, because you're, in bed for a couple months, and you are a bed of money, too. That's the great part.
Well, lawyers are going to get about 65% of that to begin with.
Whoa.
Oh, I negotiate with my lawyer. They're not getting 65%.
No, they are.
No, they're going to get 20%.
Lunchbox act like he's some sort of negotiator. Lunchbox has never done a deal in his life, and he's always the guy with all the ideas.
No. What he does is he represents himself.
Yeah, I guess. Amy was out test driving new SUVs because she's got to have
a mom car.
A mom car that's safe because the car that she's had now is...
I've had it for 10 years. I love it, but we're just exploring our options. We have been for several months now, but it's not priority. So we've just been test driving and I finally went back and took some around and they let me take it by myself.
Yeah, they let her test drive without somebody.
I mean,
that's gutsy.
I could have stolen it.
Okay. No, they have your ID.
Yeah, I mean, here, I thought about that, too. I know they have my license, and I know that they recognize me as Amy from the Bobby Bone Show because they said so.
They did.
But here's the deal. I could have, we could have, like, worked out some sort of plan where I got hijacked. You know?
Okay, stop.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I'm like,
you thought about all this?
Yes, yeah. Because I could not believe they were giving me this car to take out on my own.
They knew who you were. That benefited you. And also, they had your ID.
Insane.
She's driving on an SUV, right? And she's showing me pictures of it. And she's like, oh, I hate this color, but I have to get it. And
what's the color?
White.
Oh.
And I'm like, why? She goes, because it's the safest. And my husband says, statistically, this is the safest of all cars. And so,
yeah, my current car is black, so things are looking up.
Here's the problem with you driving. No car is safe.
Oh, well,
is it a white one that you were driving?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a white one. We're looking at it. I got to kind of make a decision on one we saw like today, or they told me somebody else is going to buy it.
Oh, they did that little
stop it, Amy.
Don't fall for it, Amy.
Let me guess. Jake Owens put a bid on it. And if you don't come in on it.
Yeah.
Don't believe that. Then say, okay, let them have it.
No, it's very rare that they actually even have that one in.
Stop. Oh, my goodness.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Walmart had to refund somebody who bought an iPad, but when they got home and they opened the box was full of flour.
Wow.
You know how people steal stuff and then replace the boxes?
That's great.
Yeah, Walmart refunded the money. She said she bought an iPad, and then what she got in there is full of flour. Can you imagine getting home being so excited? Because I know what it's like. You know, you open that box, like, oh my goodness, it's time. And you're like, and then you probably go, they're not going to believe me.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like, you go, there's no way they're going to believe me. And so she says it looks like someone cut in the packaging. And Walmart gave her the $400. And they say, if this happens to you, as a general, let them know immediately.
Okay.
Because
yeah, don't think they're going to doubt you. Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Yeah. That one person, remember not too long ago, they bought that big old vacuum from Target and they opened it up and it was like trash and.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was all just garbage.
Yeah, garbage. Like just filled with stuff. Oh.
So someone's going into the store and stealing it and then replacing it. Or are they taking it home and bringing it back?
I think they're taking it home, filling it up, or taking it to their cart, filling it up, and then taping it back up and returning it,
I would say you steal it at the store.
I would, too, because I would think when you bring it back, you always look inside of it.
Yeah, when I worked at the store, you would always look in the box when someone returned something.
Oh, well, how do you walk out with a vacuum?
How do you steal anything?
People are good.
People are...
Okay.
There was a baby that weighs 62 pounds, right? It's 10 months old.
Oh,
wow. It's a 62-pound baby.
That's a big baby.
Right, and they can't stop the baby from getting fatter.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
And so... Doctors, like, they don't know why he continues to put on weight.
Has he been exposed to mold toxins?
No, stop with this mold toxins thing.
I'm serious. It's a thing. I watched a documentary.
At birth, he weighed 7.7 pounds. At 2 months of age, he weighed 22 pounds.
That's a big jump.
Is it? Because I don't know much about
it. Yes!
It's a huge jump.
Like, my son's 7. He doesn't even weigh that.
Weigh 22 pounds? Sure he does.
Oh, I hope he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. For sure.
Then over the next 8 months, he gained a staggering 39 pounds. So at 10 months old, he weighs 62 pounds.
I wonder what that is. That is crazy.
They're treating him for like some sort of childhood diabetes.
Wow.
Now? But I don't know. Like when a baby's... How big were your babies, Eddie? When you
born at... One was 7.5 or something, and the other one was almost 8. So they were around the high 7s.
And normal is that?
Yeah, pretty normal.
Do you see the guy? He went into a liquor store, and he was like, give me all your money. And they took, and the person working the counter took a bottle of Bailey's and busted it over their head.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like,
oh.
I was at the register here, and I was counting it down, and a guy walked in. He had on a hat and sunglasses, and he said, give me the money. I didn't think much of it, and I kept counting the money down, and he came closer, and he came at the register, and he was like, no, give it to me. He was pulling on the register that way, and she was pulling on it this way, and I just grabbed a bottle of Bailey's Pumpkin Spice, and I looked at Sarah, and she just said, hit him, so I hit him over the head with it, and he just stopped, and he backed up, and he turned around and walked out the door. Oh, I wouldn't be afraid to hit him again, though.
Wow.
It sounded like a plug.
Yeah, just good job by Sarah.
I got Bailey's Pumpkin Spice.
Only $7.99 in places that...
Seasonal.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show. All right, now time for a segment called That's Rude, where you guys have reached out to us on social media and the comments aren't nice and they're actually quite rude. So a segment we call That's Rude. Jacob on Facebook writes, "Hey, Bobby, hey, I saw you on TV for the first time last night. Liked it a lot better before I did. Yikes." That's rude. I mean, why would you even send that message?
I don't know.
Just go away. Just don't write anything. Tiffany on Twitter writes, "At Radio Amy is the prettiest one on the Bobby Bones Show. Although, I don't think that's saying much."
Oh,
that's rude.
I mean, Amy got the compliment, and she's still like, "That's rude." Here's one, Caleb on Facebook. "The best part about divorcing my wife is that I no longer have to pretend to give a crap about the Bobby Bones Show."
Well, that's rude. Yeah.
And that's a little segment we call "That's Rude." I went to Somerset, Kentucky, and did a stand-up show. It's my very final funny and alone stand-up comedy show of the year. I think we did. I did like 80,000 tickets this year, which is crazy because I know, right?
That's awesome.
A lot of seats. And so it was fun. The people were fantastic there. And I took Jordan Davis to open up for me. You may know the song here. "If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm going to be the first one calling you back." They go. And we get there because I'd flown from Los Angeles, hopped in a van, drove 3 hours. And I got there right in time for the show to start. So we were cutting it really close. And so Jordan's supposed to go on and play for 30 minutes. And he mixed up the number 30 and 13.
Oh.
So he went on and played for 13 minutes. Right? Oh. All of a sudden, like, I hear my music, my over the top. I'm in jeans and a hoodie. And I have a little outfit that I wear, like, whenever I perform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I wear a tie and a short sleeve button up shirt. And then, like, my music starts playing over the top that I walk out to.
So what'd you do?
I went out in jeans and a hoodie and did the show for an hour and 15 minutes. And I was like,
"Really? You just started? You didn't say, hey, play some more?"
They already were playing my music overhead. Like, he was done.
Too late. The show must go on.
He pulled off all of his stuff.
Wow.
And I was like, "Hey, Jordan, what happened?" He goes, "I played all 13 minutes." I was like, "No.
Who says 13?
30 minutes. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever..." But shout out to everybody in Kentucky and everybody who drove in from Ohio. And it was a lot of fun. Baby, if he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't... That was it.
Sad?
No, well, the thing was, we were going to put out and we still are going to put out a special. We had a couple of big companies that wanted to put out a whole, like, but it takes like 5 months to produce a comedy special after it's over. And I don't want to wait 5 months because I think I'll go out and do another tour like March, April of next year and start that. But I think I'm just going to do one and make it and put it out for free, this one. And then next one, we'll have some time behind it. So, no, but we have a couple of Raging Idiot shows left, but then those aren't as fun to me, but... They're fun, but I like stand-up comedy the best. It's like the most fulfilling to me.
Yeah.
But I'll go back out April or so next year and start a new tour. I got to write a bunch of new jokes, though. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully my acts will play longer than 13 minutes at the beginning. You know? If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough. Hey, did Lunchbox make some kind of show imaging piece or something? I was told Lunchbox made some new... Because we have this voice guy that does stuff. And Lunchbox has made something that he wants to share with us.
Yeah, I sent him an email and said, "Hey, man, we need to update our audio because things have changed around here."
Oh, okay. I haven't heard this yet. Here we go.
Yeah.
Wait, who? Is this your wife?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're listening to the youngest ever inductee to the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Whoa. What?
Bobby Bones.
I'm never going to play that, but I appreciate
that. What do you mean? You always say that our imaging gets, or you say you got to update it, and a big thing happened on the show, so I went straight to the voice guy and said, "Hey, need some new imaging."
Wow. So my thing is, can we keep Lunchbox from going straight to the voice guy?
I didn't know we could go straight
That's
to the
thing,
voice
we're
guy.
Not supposed to.
Cut that connection.
You guys will be having stuff all the time.
I mean, sometimes.
You're listening to the youngest ever inductee to the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Whoa, what?
Bobby Bones.
I think that's kind of you. I would never air that, though. It's so self-serving.
I kind of like it.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't you think it adds to the show,
yeah,
Amy?
I like it.
I'm not going to play it.
Well, I mean, we could play it.
No, you can't because you don't have the buttons.
You can't reach over there and push
the Ray.
Okay, if you're not going to play it, at least play it one more time because I spent a lot of time.
You're listening to...
You didn't spend a lot of time doing anything.
I came on up with the
email.
Hey,
Morgan, number one, can we make sure he doesn't talk to the voice guy anymore?
Yeah.
He'll end up... Hey, I got a new segment. And then he'll have all these... Yeah, thank you for that. That's a nice thought.
All right, let's...
I watched the video, Amy, of the... Because I hadn't seen it since. We played it on the air, the Hall of Fame video.
Yeah.
I watched it because it was up online. It was pretty good. Watched it again.
Like, seeing it the night of is like...
Yeah, because everything's like everybody around you.
You don't remember
looking.
Everything.
Yeah, pretty good. It's at bobbybones.com. Played it on Friday's show. But I thought it was good.
Yeah.
It was a good job.
Good.
I don't like the beginning of it, though. because it's like the commercial that we did at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, it's a Bobby Bones show.
Oh.
And you have to be like over the top and not like we are. But then when Amy started taking over, it got really good. I got a little emotional. But yeah.
Bobby Bones show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Brantley Gilbert and his wife, Amber. They welcomed their first child, Barrett Hardy Clay Gilbert, on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, the baby was 6 pounds, 7 ounces, and is doing fine.
Got any tattoos on him yet?
Yeah. Yeah, a sleeve.
Baby born with tattoos and a brass knuckle. All right, what else?
Carrie Underwood took a hard fall on the steps outside of her house on Friday night. Pretty crazy. Don't really know exactly what happened, but she broke her wrist and is pretty banged up. So, well wishes. Send them to Carrie.
She did not get to perform last night at the big charity show. And people are like, well, her wrist was broken, not her throat. But listen, if you get hurt, like it hurts even walk around with a broken bone.
Yeah. She had like issues elsewhere, I think. It's just that it was actually a broken wrist.
People are always so judgy when it's not them. Like someone gets a hangnail, they're like, I take the day off. But if Karen breaks a wrist, oh, she should be up there singing. Like, shut up. All right, that's it.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
There it is. Thank you very much. Well, let's see. What shall we talk about next? I have a list. It's been a good weekend. The guy that shot his girlfriend's... So there's a man. He has a daughter. Her boyfriend. He found him in a hotel room, so he shot him in the groin. Remember that story?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. The charges were all dismissed.
Why?
Huh?
Because the guy who got shot in the groin didn't show up to court.
Oh, wow.
I wonder why.
Charges against a man accused of shooting his daughter's boyfriend has been dismissed because the victim failed to appear at court. And so they went to the guy who did the shooting, the dad. And they're like, why don't you think he showed up? And he goes, because he knew he did wrong.
That's right. He knew he'd done messed up.
I think there was a reason. I think he's probably scared of repercussion, he said.
Is that how he talks?
I would imagine someone that shoots their daughter's boyfriend in the groin talks like that.
That's a tough dude right there.
I imagine they talk like Arkansas Keith. Yes. But again, you just can't go shooting people in a pecker because they're with your...
I get it. I mean, I understand.
But you could kill them. Like, you could kill them.
Yeah. Well,
like, you're willing to go
groin.
To jail.
Yes, the groin, you can bleed out.
Of course. Anywhere. You can.
Really?
You
yes.
hit over in that thigh area. That's like an artery where you can't
and
turn
And what
back.
If you don't hit in the groin? What if you hit in the groin? You know what I mean? That's a whole thing. Eddie's son, the 9-year-old, did jump rope for heart.
Yeah, he did it Friday.
And Eddie sent me a video.
Mm-hmm.
I sent both of you guys a video.
Yeah,
I thanked his donors.
He did like two jumps and then you kept...
Well, I just videoed a little bit. Did you see his technique?
I sent Eddie a video. I was like, he's terrible at jump roping.
Yeah, I said, you're terrible at
jump
roping.
Did he get better?
Well, no. I mean, that was his strategy. He had a jump rope for 2.5 hours. Not him. They were doing like a minute him and then his classmates would do a minute and then they would rotate. But that was his strategy to do the running jump, not the straight up jump.
Eddie, you didn't practice with him at home?
No. Eddie can't jump over. Eddie's the least athletic person of this whole.
I can't coordinate. I'm not coordinated like that.
Okay.
But he claims he was a 3-star athlete in football.
It was back in the day, man. I'm not no spring chicken anymore.
Yeah, but you don't have athletic ability even as an older fella.
Yeah, it went away.
Oh, it went away.
Somehow it just went away.
Were you a natural athlete growing up?
Oh, yeah. Born out of the womb, catching footballs.
Okay. And you were a 3-star recruit for high school football.
Whatever, dude. Yes. Can we move on?
No, I'm asking you.
Yes.
You're still sticking with that
story.
Yes,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But Father Time caught up to you?
Yeah, man. It happens to all of us.
and you're like, for example, in basketball, Amy. Do you know who Russell Westbrook is? Plays for Oklahoma City Thunder.
Heard of
MVP.
Him.
He was a 3-star recruit in basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basketball.
So super talented.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie was that in football.
Okay.
He says, we can't find...
Makes sense, right?
We can't find him on the database
I've never
anywhere.
Seen a single, like, Throwback Thursday of Eddie, like, doing anything.
I've never seen him even on a team. I've never seen him in a uniform.
Bring a football. I'll show you guys.
No, show us a high school football picture.
Yeah,
if you just play.
I'll text my mom.
Your parents have to have
something.
Yeah,
my mom has something. I'll text
even
her.
A junior high picture.
Okay.
Oh, you're so full of it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
A couple things coming up in the next 10 minutes. Our web girl, Morgan number 2, just went to a little place in town, and Keith Urban shows up and plays.
What?
Just a random... We'll talk about that in a minute. Just like, he just shows up and plays. Yeah. So, we'll talk about that. Also, we'll get an update about Amy's kids, because there is an update. Amy went off on Twitter, and we'll talk about that. But before all of that, why don't we do the morning corny? I feel like I could use a little laugh.
The
Morning Corny.
What kind of music did the pilgrims like to listen to?
What kind of music do the pilgrims like to listen to?
Plymouth rock.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see we're in the Thanksgiving vein of jokes.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
That was the Morning Corny.
So I was looking at Twitter on Friday after the show, and I saw you tweet something angry at your adoption agency.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're tweeting at.
I said my adoption agency.
What did they do to you?
That was clear. It's just been sad how I don't really feel like it's an adoption where they're really involved and they really care. It's more like been a business transaction. Like if they're close of business, they're done. They're not worried about the families and these kids and what's happening. And
so has your paperwork been moved?
No, but I think as of today, maybe it will be.
But a week ago, you were for sure it was going to be moved.
Yeah,
and
November
it still
7th.
Hasn't been moved.
Right.
And do you think now we're getting too close to the holidays where your kids may not end up here?
No, I still think that we're on track.
So something's going to happen today in your mind.
I think so, yeah.
Do you feel like you set yourself up for these disappointments?
Maybe.
Because I feel like we do this every time. I'm like, Amy, just relax. I know they tell you these dates, but they've never worked out. In the history of us doing this in 4.5 years, these dates have never worked out.
Right. Yeah, I know.
And then you get your heart set on it, and then you get sad when it doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm extremely sensitive to this entire thing, and it's hard, and I hate it, but I think today will be a good day.
If you're new to the show, Amy tried to have kids unsuccessfully, then tried to adopt domestically and kept moving and because her husband was in the military, and then that kept restarting. And then so she went on a mission trip to Haiti, and as she was doing a mission trip in a woman's conference, she met these kids in an orphanage and decided she wanted to adopt them. It's been 4.5 years. And every time they give us a date, the date gets 3 months later, 1 month later, 2 weeks later. It's never happening in the time that they keep telling you. So for me, it's just an outsider.
Yeah.
I keep seeing it and I go, man, I would just, every time they tell you a date, I would give them a buffer period. It's like living with Eddie. I tell Eddie, 3 p.m. I know he's not getting there till 4:15. You got to treat him like Eddie.
I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But today, I hope that it happens. And I know you're upset about it. I know that. And I hope the paperwork goes through, and yeah. I hope you get them before Christmas.
I just get excited, but yeah, if it doesn't work out this time, I'm just going to stop saying dates because it's like...
Didn't your husband already say stop saying dates?
Sure he did, but it's like, I'm like, how can we still be playing this game? I don't understand. So that's why. I just wish some people that I thought would be there for me to help understand some of it along the way. They're just not there for me.
Like the people you're paying?
Yeah. Like the people that we've paid a ton of money to.
I get
in America. They're American. They're not Haitian. I don't want to get the emails that like Haiti's trying to scam me.
But are Americans trying to scam you?
I don't think... No. I mean, I know these are good people. That's why I don't get it. Like, I don't get their business model. Like, if I was running an adoption agency, which now I'm on my third...
You could run an adoption agency at this point.
If
you're very
I
educated.
Was running one, I just think, unfortunately, I maybe have had, like, a crazy, bizarre experience, but I would just run it so differently than the way that my case has been handled. Like, I don't get it. And maybe there's other people that have had good experiences with my agency, and I'm not saying their name, and I'm not going to put them on Front Street. I'm just disappointed, and I won't recommend them to anybody, ever.
Will you give them a bad Yelp review?
Which is a bummer.
Could you give them a 1-star?
No, but, like, let me see if they're on Yelp.
Oh, boy. I was kidding. I hope the paperwork goes through today.
I know,
I
me
hope
too.
It does. But you've got to stop setting yourself up for these, because it's every time.
Yeah.
I know you want it. It's every time, though. And I hate being the one that goes, Amy, don't do this.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just going to, that's me. That's what keeps me going. Like, that's my hope, like, that it's still happening. I have to believe that the date they're giving me is going to happen because that's what gets me to the next.
I completely understand that. Okay. But after someone lets you down like 17 times in a row, you got to go, let me give a little.
I don't know that it's it's not someone or particular person that's writing me down. It's just been the whole process. The whole process is broken. Like, it's a mess. Like, maybe our story can be a part of trying to fix the adoption issues between America and Haiti. Like, it's a mess. It's not good.
Who do I know that can help this situation? Let me call Garth. He just won Entertainer of the Year. Let me see what he can do.
Yeah.
I know you're emotional about it, and we try to tell jokes so you don't be emotional
Thank
about
you.
It.
I like jokes.
I know you do, but I hope it happens today. So, and then it gets weird for me to ask about tomorrow.
I know.
But
I know.
Then,
trust
then you,
me.
But then you've told us.
Like, I know.
There's this date, and if I don't ask, and our listeners are like, hey, what's up with Amy? Then I'm indebted to our listeners to ask you.
I know. I've done it to myself.
And then you cry, and then I'm like, I'm
trust
a jerk.
Me.
And then the whole.
We already had an adoption shower based on other dates.
That's
my
true.
My husband's like giving
Amy,
up.
Amy totally gypped everybody from gifts. Like, Amy has all these free gifts.
Well, I mean, they're still coming.
Yeah.
But, like, there's been times based on dates my husband's, like, not worked. And, like, there's so many things in our life where I've looked back on where I'm like, God, we shouldn't have listened to that date because, like, I mean, our life, we just put it on hold for no reason. Or we had a big party for no reason.
And got a bunch of free gifts for no reason. I know. Okay. There's the update.
Yeah.
I hope today things move.
Yeah. Today's the day. They're moving.
No, stop. I hope sometime. Oh, boy.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
The thing about Nashville is if you ever come to Nashville and you're randomly somewhere, someone randomly can come out and just play music, and you're like, oh, that's cool because all the big country stars live here for the most part. And so Morgan number two, our web girl, you were out at a place called...
The Listening Room Cafe.
And it's a small place. Probably holds 100 people.
Yeah, barely.
And there are tables, and you have dinner, and
like
mostly songwriters get up there that you've never heard of and play songs. And so you're there, and what happens?
So we got, like, my boyfriend surprise tickets with this, and we went, and we got second row. And about an hour and a half in, one of the songwriters goes, well, Keith Urban's here, so he's going to come up and play a few songs. And we look at each other, they're like, this isn't legit. Like, this is our first time here. And he just gets up there, jams out, and, like, joked with the guy and was like, dude, your guitar's out of tune. Like, let's fix this.
Who was the songwriter?
I'm not sure the one that was next to him, but Ross Copperman showed up with him. And apparently one of the songwriters that he was playing the guitar of wrote a song on his album. So that was the connection.
So here's Keith. Is this from your phone or something?
Yeah, I, like, took a video of it.
Seven kids on a two-lane road. We have the dawns on the radio. Oh, that was cool. Was everybody looking at each other like, what's happening?
Yeah, it was just like everybody just shocked. Like, we're at this little venue and Keith Urban's there and he's just normal and he's hanging out and he's
beautiful. I mean, yeah. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. And what happens is all these fine folks who do this show with me, by the way, who've never worked in radio before, like that's the beauty and the ugliness of the show all at once is that we're all just friends, not radio people. And so sometimes I'll get segments and I'll be like, that's a good try, but that probably won't make it on the air. Rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
Okay.
That's funny. Oh, great.
Rejected segment number one from Amy.
Yes.
Amy's Facebook challenge. She wrote, there's a challenge going around on Facebook, and instead of asking someone how you doing, just go up and say, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Feelings like,
could you imagine going up to somebody at the grocery, like, you haven't seen in a while? Hey, Jimmy, good to see you. How are you feeling? What?
That's a weird
question. That's one rejected segment. Okay.
Rejected segments
from Amy.
Oh, Amy.
What's your grocery store staple? Amy wanted to spend 5 minutes talking about. When you go to the store and you must have something, so you leave to go to another store if they don't have it.
Like, oh, my goodness. Like, sometimes you're at the store, if they don't have it, you can move on with life. But I had to go to 3 different stores.
For lemons,
because lemons are my grocery store staple. Like, I have a lemon every day. I needed lemons. And so I was like, man, what would you guys go to 3 different grocery stores for?
Wait. Like,
nothing.
Yeah. Rejected segments.
From Eddie.
Oh, great.
The headline is, I had to poop at our Raging Idiots show.
It's a true story, though. It's a true story.
No.
She goes, there's a first time for everything, he writes. And this weekend, I ran off the stage and had to go to the restroom, and he wanted to do a few minutes talking about that, so.
Rejected segments.
Oh, no go, huh? All right.
From Eddie.
Oh, goodness.
He wants to have a long-form conversation about what's the one appliance you could not do without in your house?
That's a legit question.
Oh, okay, that's about as good as my grocery store.
Yeah, that's like all of them. Refrigerator, yeah. TV, yeah, blender, vacuum.
Okay,
yeah.
Real quick, so which one would it be?
No, stop.
Rejected segments.
Oh. From our web girl, Morgan number two. For a conversation, what's the best kind of pie?
Huh? Yeah.
What do you mean?
This is good.
That's dumb. That'll last like 2 seconds.
I don't even
it's
get
like
it.
It's like pie
goes,
season.
I'd like to suggest a fall conversation topic. Is pumpkin pie the best kind of pie? Debate around the room.
Oh, big debate.
We used to ask country stars their favorite pie.
Yeah, but it's not really like a big long, big segment thing.
I don't know, Morgan. I like it.
I mean, I like pie. I love pumpkin pie.
Who doesn't love pie?
But yeah. But we didn't do a whole segment on discussing the merits of which pie was good.
Wait, where's lunchboxes?
I don't get rejected.
No way.
His are all so bad.
They're not even worth this segment?
Yeah. I don't even know that.
Whoa. What are you saying? Mine are so bad. I bring the hammer down on those segments. You just don't get them.
That's probably true. And that's rejected segments.
That was rejected segments.
Aww. Thank you. But a lot of your segments make it.
But now that you heard us explain them, are you...
No, they're
better?
Still pretty bad.
Yeah,
rejected segments.
Oh, all right, thank you very much. The Bobby Bones Show. Did you listen to Taylor Swift's new album?
Yep, Reputation.
Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, some of them were a little much, and I just kept skipping through. I'm like, maybe I'm just not ready for this anger right now. I don't know, I wasn't in the mood. But Endgame is my favorite song.
Taylor Swift, Endgame. I don't want to touch you. I don't want to be. Just another ex-love. You don't want to see. I don't want to miss you. I don't want to miss you. Like the other girls do. I don't want to hurt you. I just want to be. I was reading a lot of reviews that said the album was really good, but it was weird because we're in such a climate now where everybody's so angry.
Uh-huh.
That it really wasn't the best time for an angry Taylor to come out. Like, we needed, like, a nice Taylor because everybody's so angry and the timing just happened to be terrible.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
And even you just, because I didn't listen to it and I have no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But even you saying that, where you're like, you know, some of it I just had to went through. And you love, Taylor's like your favorite.
Yeah, I love Taylor. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I'm skipping this song. Like, her, I guess, nicer albums or sweeter albums, if you will. Like, I didn't really skip stuff, but I was like, okay, next.
Well, she's going to sell quite possibly 2 million records. And she does the smart thing. She goes, I'm not streaming anything. I'm making everybody buy it for the first week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So pretty she doesn't put it up anywhere. And then that's a really smart thing to do.
Yeah, she's pretty smart when it comes to business, I think.
She definitely is. So your favorite Taylor song, were you at Teardrops on My Guitar?
Oh, I mean, that was the original.
Yeah. Was it Tim McGraw?
Yeah. There's a reason good point. For the teardrops on my guitar. The only thing that keeps me wishing. With this Taylor, she's clearly upset about the breakup, you know? Like, he caused teardrops on her guitar, but it's still a sweet song. Now, if this had happened to Taylor now, I don't even know what you would get. Like, if Drew did this,
she's
it's
in
over.
A different fight now. She's like a multimillionaire fighting other multimillionaires.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Instead of being a 17-year-old normal girl fighting, like, her heart about some guy.
Her classmate, Drew.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely different.
I was asked on the CMA red carpet my favorite Taylor song.
Oh, like, yeah, that's a good question.
And it was like, hey, immediately, what's your favorite Taylor song? And I went, 15. And that's like the biggest creep.
Oh, man.
But that's a good song, though.
Yeah, because she's like, when you're 15. When you're 15, somebody tells you they love you. You gotta believe them. So like on E! News somewhere, there's them going, hey, what's your favorite Taylor song? Me going, oh, 15, for sure, yeah. That song, I hear it on the radio, I like it.
It's so good. Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do. Damn. Look what you just made me do. Look what you So my high school Mountain Pine played in the playoffs.
Did they win?
They lost by 1 point.
Oh, no.
That's a bummer.
And here's what I heard happen. The other team was about to score a touchdown. They had a goal line stand and they held the other team from scoring a touchdown. And then they had to run a couple plays, and they got a safety against them, and they lost the game.
No way.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you
said. I know. That's why I said it quickly.
No.
They lost by 1 point to Palestine Wheatley. Mountain Pine did. Hey, congratulations, though. My high school could not even put a football team out on the field last year. First of all, it's such a small school, and they had to cancel football season because they didn't have enough players. And this year they made the state playoffs. So hats off to you, boys. Congratulations on a great season. It's a tough one to lose, but man, what a crazy way to lose that too. Yeah.
Congrats, guys.
Also, over the weekend, I lost a bet to Tim McGraw.
You bet Tim McGraw?
That. He did.
McGraw came at me, first of all. He was like, hey, LSU in Arkansas, loser buys dinner. And I was like, all right. And then I got a little cocky, and I was like, all right, I'm a caviar and 12-course meal. Let's do it. It's up on my Instagram. Well, problem is, Arkansas lost. They got crushed by LSU.
Always stay humble.
I'd like to say, Mr. McGraw, listen to these words right here, please.
Always stay humble and pray.
Tim, I don't got the money you got. So
man.
I told him, wherever you want to go.
Well, the door said please, said thank you.
But I owe Tim McGraw and probably Faith the dinner now, a big one.
Meanwhile, back at Mama's, the porch lights.
Oh, man.
Take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo.
You're gonna spend a lot of money on this dinner, though. Bring credit cards galore.
Where are y'all gonna go?
I'm sorry that you won't bring a girl. Aww.
Aww.
I'm the third wheel.
He's saying that to you.
I'm singing that to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, I lost to Tim McGraw. Whatever. Late night for us, we did the Country Rising benefit concert last night. It was really good. A lot of huge acts, one after the other. And they had the old rotating stage, so nobody had to wait a long time. So we'll talk about Amy's George Strait geeking out, because like I said a minute ago, I think you were happier during that than you were at your wedding.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen you happy. I think I was the happiest I've ever seen you when you were standing next to George Strait.
It was pretty amazing.
Even at your wedding, you're like, yeah, who knows? 50-50.
I mean, it was awesome last night.
Yeah, she's not denying it. I was flipping through the radio, and I heard this song from, I don't know if you've heard it, from Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. Have you heard this Meant to Be?
I don't think so.
It's really good. It's on the pop stations, but I mean, it could be a country song.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you ride here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie. 'Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where
that's good, huh?
I like it.
Come on, ride with me, see where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, baby, it's meant to be.
They pretty much sing the whole song.
We do,
maybe we don't.
It's Bebe Rexha, Florida Georgia Line. I was on the old pop station. I was like, hey, there's FGL on the pop station. That's better than what they're playing on. No, I do like their new one, though, too.
Yeah.
On the country. The Bullfrog song.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call it. It's like, ribbit, ribbit. I'm like, that's kind of the jam, too. Yeah, they had a couple good ones right now. I like that one. I like the Brandon Ray, Ends of the Earth.
I go to the ends of the earth for you. To the moon and back like it ain't nothing new. When I got my arms wrapped around you, girl, it's like I'm holding the whole wide world. You're the closest thing to heaven. Setting, and I won't stop till I've been to the ends of the earth for you. Whoa, whoa,
Brandon Ray. That's a good one. This town. We got our positivity coming up. So tell me something good in about 4 minutes. We got some Garth. We got some Blake Shelton in just a second. And if you guys want to follow on Instagram, my name is Mr. Bobby Bones. I put a video of my dog yesterday. I got 100,000 views. He wasn't doing anything but staring. But Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram over there. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. The first person's lined up for Black Friday.
Already?
Yeah, and he has been since last Tuesday. He wants this $350 TV. Let me just be logical for a second. Like, couldn't you just go get a job and work that amount of time and have more money, buy the TV at regular price, and then have extra money, too?
I don't know. Maybe it's the thrill of this.
Is it that thrilling?
When the day finally arrives, he'll have been in line for 17 days. We asked him what he's going to do over the next 15 days. He says, watch TV, listen to the news, and watch the people pass by.
Like, you gotta have nothing going on.
Yeah.
And be able to not get bored.
Yeah.
I would go insane.
Oh, he's gonna watch people pass by, Bobby.
That's from Laredo. Oh, yeah, because that's real amazing. I always like people who say they like to people watch. Like, people watching is cute for about 5 seconds, and then I'm bored. There's pizza, maybe doing something stupid. All right, I'm bored. What do you enjoy doing? Well, I like to go and just people watch. I like watching Netflix. I like the Netflix watch. I like the people watch. So we went last night to Country Rising, and I hosted it, and it was about a 3-hour show, and everybody from Little Big Town to Dirks to Sam Hunt. George Strait closed the show last night, and so we're side stage, and it's Amy and I, and George comes on, and she's like, he's going to do Amarillo by morning. He's going to do it, and then he starts doing it. She starts freaking out, right? Up from San Antonio. She was like a giddy 6-year-old girl. It was like, who all the presents were out under the tree. It was like, okay, go get them.
I'm still smiling ear to ear about it because he just is everything to me. Like, my childhood, my middle life, like, whatever age I am now, like, he's everything. Like, all these memories just start flooding back. Like, this song just makes me think of me and my sister and my dad and my uncles and, like, just life. And he's awesome. And I haven't seen him perform in a while. Like, he's come in here and I've seen him out, well, only a few times since we've worked. I've been in Nashville, but I was just like, this is amazing. I need to go see him in Vegas or wherever he's playing. I gotta go. I was a
young troubadour. And finish with this. When
I
wrote
in on a song. Yeah, I kind of want to pick something different, but it's okay. Fireman was amazing. Amarillo by Morning was amazing. And then I was like, okay, troubadour, okay.
He started with Fireman, and Sam Hunt was going to play that in part of his mix that he plays, because Sam Hunt does and Sam pulled it out because he was told that George Strait was going to play Fireman. So Sam had to pull it out of his.
He played a little teaser. He did like a thing, and then he was like, okay, y'all, and Ed, the crowd went crazy. And then he was like, that was a little sample. You got George Strait coming up later. And then he moved on. I was like, oh.
To be fair with you, and you love George Strait, but your uncle also worked for George Strait.
Yes.
On George's ranch.
Yes.
So he's like really a part of your personal
yes.
life.
Yes. Like when I was a kid at about 10 years old or so, my dad drove me down to George's ranch and like, my uncle lived on the ranch. We spent the night there and woke up early to go watch George rope. And like, I don't know. I mean, I just have all these memories. Yeah, like it's nostalgic for me and I'm just really a fan. So I was shocked at how much I was geeking out. Like I got emotional and I started crying and I'm like, oh no.
They almost kicked out the crazy girl because Amy wasn't supposed to be where she was because she was right on the corner of the stage and there were no such passes to be there.
Yeah, no.
And Amy was like, oh, she was like freaking out. And so they almost grabbed her, but I was hosting the show.
Yeah, luckily.
Luckily.
So you saved her?
He hooked it up. Like we didn't have to move. Like other times we sort of got kicked out of the area because like, you know, if I was trying to get a picture of Karen from Little Big Town's outfit or something, it wasn't happening. But then George Strait, I mean, literally, Bob, I didn't know he was coming out yet.
Well, that's why I came over there.
Yeah. And then Bobby was like, Amy, walk up there now. And I walk out and I see George walk out in like his Wranglers and his starched white shirt and his hat. And I was like, I literally screamed.
She did, yeah. Oh, my morning. The Bobby Bones Show. Blake Shelton to be named Sexiest Man Alive, People Magazine.
Wow.
Finally. Oh. Finally, the regular guy wins one.
Wow. That's so cool.
Finally. About time. The regular dude gets something.
About time.
I mean, y'all, what do you mean regular? He's really tall and handsome and talented.
No, he's a regular dude.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. He got, yes,
finally,
got,
it's not some Hollywood super hunk.
He's just a regular, he's tall, but he's a regular dude like us.
Okay.
He's richer and he's more talented.
Right, right, right.
But he looks like a regular dude.
Oh, okay. I think
like
he's
us.
Super handsome.
No. He's not Ryan Reynolds.
Right, right, right.
Oh, okay. I see.
Let
your
us
point.
Feel like a regular dude one. But come on.
Okay. Sorry. You're right. He's totally not like Ryan Reynolds.
That means we all have a chance.
Yeah, that's what we're all trying to get to. Like, we're still in this thing.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Blake Shelton is set to receive Sexiest Man Alive from People Magazine. I love it.
Wow.
Yes, Luke.
Blake, I mean.
What's on your mind?
Man, I was thinking
that's
Luke the whole time.
That's your regular guy.
You're thinking Luke
that's
the whole
who I'd
time?
Vote.
Luke's a little hunkier than Blake.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. Blake is totally normal. Like us dude.
Blake's like proportionate like a normal human.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, Amy's trying to hate on it.
No, I mean, I get, well.
You
I
like
mean,
his personality. That's what women do. They can judge and see.
Oh, you're right.
You know who has a bad personality? Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, George Clooney,
Brad Pitt.
Terrible personality.
But do they?
I don't know. Who cares? Yeah, absolutely they do. They have to. We hope so. We hope
but
they
Blake
do.
But Blake doesn't.
Yeah, we hope they're not well-rounded. That'd be terrible for us.
Right.
They were well-rounded. Let's go over and do this. Headlines from the weekend. Amy, your weekend.
Sleep mode. I got these new pills called Sleep Mode, and it's like some weird concoction of like herbal things and melatonin and other mixture of whatnot, and you take it 30 minutes before bed, and I'm telling you, it was amazing. I tested it out Friday night, Saturday night, and then last night.
You sure it's not like Ambien or something?
No. It's natural.
Ambien?
No, Sleep Mode. And I feel like I got the best rest this weekend I've had in like a really long time.
Really?
And I credit it to this herbal concoction.
Boy. Are you sure it wasn't like a placebo? Because sometimes when I get on something new, it works immediately.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, that doesn't really work.
Oh.
Do you think that could be it?
Well, I hope not.
Me too.
I'm not going to let my brain hear what you just said.
Exactly. All right, Lunchbox, coming over to you.
Rest and recover.
Man, I felt you guys like had the greatest weekend ever.
Let me tell you, I felt like I had a Bobby week last week where I was busy all the time. And let me tell you, it's not fun because the weekend comes and you're exhausted. I was so tired. I slept so much this weekend because I can't handle a busy week like that.
I guess I was the opposite. But...
Work mode?
Well, no, I traveled the whole way. Like, I finished show Friday, flew straight to California, had a bunch of meetings out there. But then flew back that next morning and then drove a few hours to Kentucky and did a stand-up show. Flew back and then did all the charity stuff yesterday and then woke up this morning. I don't even know what day it is. I don't even have a clock of what day it is. Like, it's Monday, right?
Today's Monday.
Yes.
It's almost break time for my body. Like, I can feel me hitting that wall.
Yeah, no, because the weekend before last, you had off and you got sick. Like, I really.
That's why I got sick.
Yeah. You can't give your body a break. Sorry.
No breaks.
You have to.
No breaks.
No breaks. What? He can't.
But just mentally, like, I don't even know what day or time it is. I've been in four time zones in the last.
It's no good, man.
I know.
No good.
But you got to eat. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody's you got to stop to eat.
Everybody's
though.
Always like, I want to be successful, but nobody wants to put the work in. Like, that's why I do. I'll work.
Yeah.
I don't have an extreme talent. My talent's showing up and on time.
It's exhausting watching you.
Oh.
So
that's why
tiring.
I gotta sleep.
You slept for me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Show. All right. Never trust a man who. Hi. Carrie, you're on. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Never trust a man who blank.
Has two first names.
All right, there must be some negative experience with this, huh?
No, a friend told me that, like, say, like, Ken Scott, or...
Oh, that name specifically? All right.
No.
Hypothetically, let's just say... All right, go ahead.
That's just an example.
Okay, so never trust a man with two first names. Okay. Let's go to Kirsten in Springfield. Hey, Kirsten.
Hey.
What do you think? Never trust a man who blank.
Never trust a man who won't tell his friends or family about you if you're dating.
Yeah, because he's probably dating somebody else, too.
Hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, we had this issue with Morgan number two, who does our digital work, our Wichita web girl, and her boyfriend won't put pictures of her on his social media. We think it's a little fishy, but what do we know? We're not professional fishermen,
are we? So is
that
a thing? Like, never trust a man who doesn't post you on social?
Yeah, I refuse not to comment. Brittany in Connecticut, never trust a man who blank.
Who does not take care of his children.
Solid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be a...
I can respect that.
Yeah. Candace in Nashville, never trust a man who...
accuses you all the time.
That's right. And you know why?
because he's up to something.
That's right.
Wow.
When someone's accusing you of constantly cheating or constantly lying, that means they're doing it. Right, Candace?
Exactly, boys or girls.
Yeah, can I get amen, Candace?
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's absolutely true. If someone's all accusational, and you're like, why are you like this all the time? It's because they're doing it. Thank you very much. Let's do one more for on the lady side of things. Noelle in Springfield. Never trust a man who...
doesn't take care of his mother.
So that's one for you?
Ooh.
Yes, yeah. Definitely one for me. That's you got to love your mama and take care of your mama.
Because that's how they'll love and take care of you.
That's right.
There you go. Daughters. And daughters. That yes. There you go. True. Good one. Thank you very much. All right, fellas, never trust a woman who... Lunchbox.
Ask how much money you make on the first date. Boom. She's going after that wallet. That's all she cares
that's
about.
Obvious.
That's obvious. Yes.
Duh. It's
never trust a woman who breaks into your house and steals all your stuff.
On the first date.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. But I've never had that happen to me.
No
friend has ever...
Well, has anyone?
No. Any guy here ever had a girl ask how much they make on the first date?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Look, okay.
Okay.
You're lying. Eddie?
Never trust a woman who doesn't like good music.
But that's your tasting good
music.
That's right.
Okay.
No. If she doesn't like the music I like...
Oh, come on.
I know one you could say for you, Bobby.
Wait, how come the women's answer... All the women they called had great, except for the two first name ones. Oh. They were like great and they made sense. There was logic behind them.
Oh.
Guys, we're just idiots.
Duh.
No, she don't like my favorite music. She's probably dumb.
Wait, so what's yours, Bobby?
Never trust a woman who gossips about other people a lot because she's also gossiping about you to other people. Because it's if someone's telling you everybody else's secrets, period, they're also telling your secrets to other people. So,
that's so true.
In business, I was doing a deal a couple weeks ago, and a couple services will say, were bidding on me. You know, like, hey, I want you to come work here.
Oh.
And so, one of the guys was like, don't tell me what they're doing because that means you're telling them what I'm doing. And I was like, that's a real honest approach. Like, I appreciate that. But it's the same way with people. If they're telling you someone else's secrets, they're telling your secrets to someone else.
Right.
So that was it. Well,
I thought you were going to say never trust a woman who doesn't like my dog.
No, I just won't. No, I trust him. I just won't date him.
Oh.
Amy told me I didn't let her do one. I'm sorry about that. I started taking callers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I always go to the callers first. My bad. Never trust a man who blank.
Won't do chores.
Okay, now we're getting personal.
Around the house.
We've hit a vein.
No. My husband does things. He, like, vacuums. He'll do the dishes.
But you tell us, like,
folding clothes, he just does not do well at. Folding clothes, he folds shirts horribly. I have to redo it.
Amy.
He has to stay away from the laundry.
Can I talk freely?
Yeah.
Your husband, military man.
Yes.
Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Just a brilliant guy. Flies planes, had to crash land a plane because the propellers broke. Like, he's that smart, ready to take a plane and crash land into a lake. Yeah, you're telling me.
Control landing, but yeah.
Control landing.
That's what he likes to say.
Yeah.
He knew he was in control the entire time, but yeah, it was sort of a crash.
You're telling me he can't fold a golf shirt, but he can control land crash into a small lake in a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, just making sure you're seeing all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're two very different things. But yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These are the most popular TV shows in America. Not done by ratings, done by everything but ratings. So you're talking about streams, illegal downloads, critic reviews. You're talking about positive feedback on social media. So they've done the number one show is Stranger Things 2.
Wow.
Earlier, I still can't. I'm not to the point where I'm so into it yet. Number two is The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
Somebody spoiled.
No.
Who did that and why?
I don't know, but I saw it and I...
Remind me not to go look wherever they posted that.
Number three, Game of Thrones. Number four is Star Trek Discovery.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Number five, Preacher. Mindhunter on Netflix is six, which I love.
It's good.
The Big Bang Theory, Ellen, Rick and Morty on the Cartoon Network. I don't watch Rick and Morty, but it's very popular with, like... The cool kids like Mike D. Mike D. Do you ever watch Rick? That seems like a Mike D's like our punk. He's like punk rock.
Like
and,
SpongeBob, where it's a cartoon, but it's cool.
I think it's adult, like adult.
Yeah, it's more adult. It's pretty funny.
You like it?
Yeah.
He would.
So it's like Family.
He likes
guy?
All that weird stuff.
Yeah.
He's like
adults watching cartoons.
I think it's not even like Family Guy.
Okay.
So it's like Drawn Badly.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, cool.
How would you explain Rick and Morty to her if you had to?
I mean, it's kind of like an adult SpongeBob.
An adult SpongeBob. Yeah. But SpongeBob is...
It's kind of adultish already.
Yeah, but kids just don't catch on to the adult things.
Yeah, that's true.
The safest seat on an airplane if you have to fly is near the tail of the plane. So sit in the back. You're 40% more likely to survive a crash.
Oh. I thought the most best place was like even with the wing.
The best place is on the ground. In a bus. If I didn't have to get places, I don't like flying. I fly all the time. I hate flying. I have to fly for work all the time. Germs. I fly in the morning. I try to fly in the morning as much as possible because they clean the planes at night. If you're getting on a 3 p.m. flight, people
I've not thought of that.
All their breath and coughs are in just in living in that thing.
All day.
It's a tube. Is it safe to dye your hair?
Probably not.
Absolutely, it's safe as long as you don't use a hair dye with ammonia or peroxide in it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, do most have ammonia or peroxide in them?
Don't know. I guess I need to ask my hair person about that. I just always feel like every time I color my hair, I'm like, oh, I hope something's not seeping into my brain right now.
All the stuff you use, something for sure is.
Yeah.
A couple things I should talk about. One is that as I mentioned earlier, I didn't sleep a lot this weekend just because I was traveling, and I'm not complaining about it, but I fell asleep for about 4 hours on one of these nights. I'm not sure. I think it was Saturday night into Sunday. And I woke up 3 different times yelling. And like I was asleep, and I talk in my sleep sometimes if I have had no sleep and I'm sleeping really hard. I woke up yelling in my sleep.
Do you know it? Who or what?
No. It's like dreams. I don't have dreams because I never get to that point in my sleep where I sleep hard enough to have dreams. But I woke up, and I just remember going, Tadam! And I was like, what the? I thought somebody was yelling at me the first time. And the second time it happened, I realized I was yelling at me. And third time, I just woke up, and I was like, I'm done. I'm not scaring myself. This is stupid. So I just woke up. But I was yelling. I took a little cough medicine because I'm finally getting finished with all of this congestion, nose, throat stuff. And I think that probably had something to do with it. And also the fact that I hadn't slept.
Yeah, I venture to say that.
I was yelling at my... Anybody ever done that?
Mm-mm.
I don't think if I have, I haven't woken myself up.
Yeah.
My husband says sometimes I talk and make noises and kick, but...
I'll talk in my sleep in the middle of a vacation. Because that means I've finally stopped with my stressing out about time so much.
Mm-hmm. That you get to the art, REM cycle.
Yep. So, yeah, I yell. I did... For our work insurance? Yeah, we have okay work insurance. And so I was filling it out. Did you guys do your stuff?
It's due. I got to. I have it on my list of things to do.
And so I'm filling it out, and I had to go to the doctor anyway. And they always ask me, hey, in the past 12 months, how much tobacco have you used? And I say zero, because I haven't. I've never smoked anything. And I say no tobacco, which they believe that. And they're like, okay, in the past week, how much alcohol have you consumed? I'm like, zero. And they're like, okay, well, how about the last month? Then zero. How about the last year? Zero. And they're like, come on. But I'm like, no, I've never had a drink of alcohol. But they don't believe me.
Oh.
Don't I look like a trustworthy person?
You look trustworthy.
Or do you think people lie to the doctor all the time?
I'm sure
some people, they're like, I drink socially, you know,
but
one
that
to
would
two,
still be a month.
A week.
Like, I wouldn't just lie differently.
Mm-hmm.
And no. So they're like, how much zero alcohol? Are you sure about that?
Zero.
I went in and went to the doctor, and the doctor said I used my real name, which normally is Bobby, but Bones isn't my real last name. And so I go in, and I guess what happens here in town is that some of these country artists go in and use fake names.
Oh.
Because I walk in, and the nurse is like, no, you are. That's not your real name. And I was like, no, it actually is my real name. And she's like, people come in here all the time and do this.
Why wouldn't you change your first name, too, if you were giving a name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm being serious.
Like, you'd be like, Jonathan.
I'd be like Pablo Wilson. Yeah. Just a mess with them.
That's not your real name.
Yeah,
that's
not
your real
Pablo.
Name. Yeah, but she got me with that. That's not your real name. And I was like, no. That's why you don't know it, because that is actually my real name. So, yeah, that happened. So, that's it. No tobacco. Got me... Insurance expensive, man. Good thing I have a family.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I sure wish I had a family, and then I see insurance prices, and I'm like, you know what?
It's bad.
I'm okay without a family.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, I know.
You're about to have a family.
Yeah.
Are you still on military insurance?
No. Mm-mm. Once my husband got out of the Air Force, because now he basically works for himself in a way. We're on our companies, and that was a drastic change. I mean, I'm thankful for insurance, don't get me wrong, but going from what we had with the military to our company. I was like, what?
Pretty legit military insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you wish him a happy Veterans Day?
I did.
Yeah. I was going to text him, but then I was like, eh, I didn't.
I even did a little special post for him on Instagram.
Did you?
Even though he doesn't have Instagram, but I know that he has this like way of checking without, I think he has like some secret account, but he doesn't like post on it or something. Because sometimes he'll comment on something I've done that I only posted on stories. And I'm like, are you on Instagram? He's like, you know, I'm not on Instagram.
Is that his impression? You know, he's like Rocky. Yeah, wait for you, you know?
Yeah. So I did a little, I threw a little picture of his old airplane up there and wrote him a little note.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah. I mean, I was, when I think back to that plane, like I was like, he was legit. Like he had a really cool job. He still does, but.
Yeah. Tell him that we all said thank you. And to everybody out there who's serving, mm-hmm. and you know, we weren't on the air, but we appreciate what you do. And we try to show it through our actions as much as we possibly can. But we just want to say we appreciate you. I know it's not Veterans Day today, but for us, we always like to recognize those that go out and are heroes and risk your life for us. So we can do this trivial little thing right here because of what you do. And so I know it's Monday, November 13th, not Veterans Day, but to us, it's always a good day to say thank you. And speaking of which, I mean, the house that Captain Nelson, that our listeners, we all get together and built, it's getting so close to being done.
I know. It's amazing.
And I never want to get so far to not update people about that. I know he said something last week, but, you know, we were able – he went and was serving in, like a bomb hit. And
he was in Afghanistan.
Yeah, he was paralyzed. So he has a kid, and we were like – our listeners, and we got with the organization, and they're building a house. And that's because of you guys and because of this show. And so we just want to say thanks.
Yeah. I mean, he sacrificed so much. Like, it's the least – like – we could all do, I mean, just little things you can do for people. And to see that our listeners came together and made that possible for him and his family, like, they are so grateful.
Yeah, and then we'll talk to them when they're done. But it's like the woods up and crazy. Anyway, I'll stop that and go over to Amy's pile now. Here we go. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Lunchbox, I thought of you when I saw this because it seems like your ultimate dream job. There's a tourism website called Cancun.com, and they're looking for their next Cancun experience officer. This lucky person will get paid.
That sounds like the booby cop.
Listen. Whoever wins is going to get paid $10,000 a month to sit on the beach, go on jungle adventures, and check out the city's hotels, nightclubs, restaurants for 6 months. So you add that up, that's $60,000. And you have until December 17th to submit like a 60-second video showing why you're the best person for the job.
Make a video. If you get the job, you can go.
Awesome, because look, Amy, it was already on my computer. I've already been researching it.
What?
Make a 60-second video. If you get it, you can go. But you're not getting paid from this job.
Like, what? Yeah.
You're not getting paid from this job. If you
but
go.
I still have a job when I come back. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's go Cancun, baby!
Okay. Take that. Go make a video.
And you're gonna
don't look at me and making the video.
No, you have to make a video. Unless you're going to pay
him. He's my photographer.
No, I'm not.
This is a job. This has nothing to do with this. He's not your photographer.
No, he's our photographer.
No, he's not.
He's our video person.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Bones, for defending that.
You have to have it in by tomorrow for us to be able to say you're able to go. So tomorrow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I need his help. I don't have anybody to film.
You got it.
You got an iPhone and a wife.
My wife has a job.
So do
just
I.
Leave her for 6 months.
Yeah, so does Eddie.
I do too. I
all know. Right. Hey, what else, Amy?
So we had the National Radio Hall of Fame. Bobby was inducted this year, and now
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you
very much.
Yes. Let's take a minute and move on. Yes, okay. Go ahead.
I feel like anytime we bring up Hall of Fame, I just need to
mention
that
move
because
on.
The National Toy Hall of Fame has three new inductees.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I have the three things that are going in. Clue. Shout
never
out.
Played it. It was always
cool. Yeah. So good.
Never played it.
Yeah. So-and-so did it in the
Colonel
dining
Mustard
room
did
with
it in the library.
Candlestick.
That sounds dirty how you say it. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
Whose right. phone's going
somebody's
that's my
calling.
Computer.
Who's messaging you
Y'all,
right now during
I'm
the show?
I'm not joking. It's my adoption
go,
agency.
Go, take the call.
No.
Go take the call.
No, I told you
it's
earlier.
Your adoption
not,
agency.
No,
go take the call.
No.
They suck. Go take the call and let them know how.
No, I told you I'm not answering. Remember?
You have to answer. Don't play.
Just answer. Just go take. Go out. Take it out of the room.
I'm doing my pile.
Go.
Tell him you're doing
you can take
bio.
It in the room if you want. You just go.
No, don't take it in the room.
Hello?
Go. You can leave or you can do it here.
Yeah?
Amy's talking to her adoption agency, which she's had big fights with. If you heard it this morning, she got she got really upset.
I'm
going
to work right now, but I did definitely call you.
Hey, be nice.
Oh, man.
Like, listen,
no.
You want to... Amy's the nicest human that I know. And she was on the air this morning, and she was upset. She was crying a bit because her adoption agency, she feels, has not been doing the job to get her kids over. And I just saw them call her, and she was like, screw them, I'm not answering it.
Yeah.
Good thing I'm the voice of reason.
Whew. And you got to answer those calls.
I was like, take the call.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know what else you can do in the pile. I guess we're just done. Lunchbox, you have anything for the pile over there that you want to do?
Let me see.
Because Lunchbox on his computer will just look at stupid stuff. Yeah. And Eddie will walk back.
I got one.
Go ahead.
There were some thieves. They tried to siphon gas out of a tour bus. They actually did in the sewage.
Oh, my goodness. In their mouth?
Yep.
Oh, no. That's they awesome. Went into the bathroom part of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to use that for a bonehead tomorrow, but I guess I'll just use it for the pile because I felt like the pile needed something there.
That's disgusting.
I didn't want to end it on...
Okay, well, let's end it on that, and there's your pile of stories.
Great.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy just walked back in the room. She's putting her earrings back in. What happened? What you were upset outside in the hallway?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to. I get it. You wanted me to answer and say, "Hey," but I told you before. I was like, I don't want to really talk. I don't need to.
Did you tell him what's up? Did you say, "Hey"?
I just said
I'll talk
that
to him.
I found it crazy that nobody could call me back on Friday. I had one question that would take in 1 minute, and I got the voicemail. She said she was dealing with a crisis with another family, and I said, I can totally respect that. Like, if they're, I get it. I get being in need of what you guys, your services. So I don't want to take that away from another family at all. But I had one question, and I'm not saying I'm more important than that family. I said, maybe when the crisis is over, or maybe you could just step away for 1 second. I mean, if we're all being treated equal here, I'm
also
adopting
kids. And did you say it's a constant thing where they're always like being crappy?
Yeah. I've said that before, that I'm just disappointed. And then I said, maybe you could have called me on your drive home. And she said, and I did not know this. This is the first time I've heard this. She said they have a policy in place where they cannot call families from their cell phones. I said, well, that's the first time I'm hearing of this, and maybe as a company, y'all need to get a work cell phone or something and have a way to reach out to families instead of using your personal cell phone. I would advise that. In fact, if there's a customer service card that I'm going to fill out when like this whole thing's said and done, like I'll put that. I'll be like, maybe get your reps a cell phone that they can use to communicate with families. And then I told her, I said, your job is way more important than mine. And I can guarantee you that if I had a salesperson or one of our clients like need me for 1 second on a Friday and I was driving home, like I would call them. And not a lot of our clients like have my cell phone directly. They go through salespeople and we have about 10 different people that it takes to get, you know, whatever. But I would call. I mean, I would call them. No big deal. Like, but I get.
What did they say back? What was their response?
If she said, well, we just have a policy. She has a policy in place. But I did straight up tell her that her job was way more important than mine. And I just couldn't believe that she couldn't make time to call me back.
Did you need me call them?
Nope.
I'll handle it.
No, I just told her I'm in the middle of work right now and we'll have to reconnect. But I don't really see us reconnecting. I'm
like
good.
Ever again?
I'm good.
Like so, but today you expect the paperwork to be moved.
That's what I hear. I should probably send a note. I don't know. That's what I hear.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you took the call. I know you didn't want to. You know what? You know how many times you made me do crap I don't want to do?
The pile.
You know how many times you made me do stuff I don't want to do?
Yeah, but I didn't get to tell you the other games. Are we going to go back to my pile?
Oh, Lunchbox finished
Lunchbox
it.
Finished it. There was apparently someone siphoning gas out of a bus, but they siphoned sewage instead.
Got him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he just gave his own stories?
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do.
We didn't know what to do, Amy.
You were taking care of business.
Yeah. Okay.
But let me tell you, you did good, Amy. I went out there and I listened to you, and I've never heard Amy be so stern.
Was she?
Oh,
really?
She's awesome. Yeah. And if you want audio, I sent it to Ray. I was recording her being stern because I was like, dang, she is getting it. She's
wait,
like,
so you secretly taped Amy out there?
Yeah. Always looking out for the pile on the show, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Bobby Bones
Show.
That's it. We're done today. Amy, your plans?
Oh, I'm working out. Maybe I think I have therapy. I need to check my calendar. And I guess just working on the show.
What do you mean maybe you have therapy? Like
I just checked. I do.
Yeah.
I mean.
What's the topic today, do you think? What's the topic du jour?
Grace.
Extending grace?
No, probably why am I so emotional? I don't know.
Do you get in there? Because sometimes I'll go in and I'll start talking and then I look at, and it's like time's up. Like the hour's up before you're like, that was a whole hour?
Yeah. It does seem to go by fast sometimes. I mean, but mine's supposed to be an hour, but like at about 50 minutes starts asking for payment. I'm like, yeah. Okay, this is awkward.
Do you cry every session?
No. No, don't be crazy.
You cry every morning show. What do you mean you don't cry every session?
No, I don't. I don't.
You save that for in here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what makes me cry sometimes. It just happens.
Well,
I mean,
I'm gonna go do a little boxing therapy.
Yeah, today. That's good. Working out is good therapy.
I was sick all week last week, and I ate like crap all week, and I just gave myself the week to feel as good as I can when I was feeling bad. So now I'm back at it. I'm gonna box. I guess I have some kind of meeting to go to today.
Like is it important?
Yeah. And so I'm not feeling good.
Oh, so you don't have to go?
I mean, no, he's sick.
He did have a little cough.
I know. You kind of seem
a little pale.
Under the weather.
Yeah. Under the weather. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Appreciate you being here. Hope you have a good day. And as always, you can listen to the show live as we have been all morning. Or you can iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Or on iTunes, search Bobby Bones Show. We'll see you guys. Have a good one. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones.